From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Michael Taylor, reading The South Platte, another in the Rivers West series, this one by Jory Sherman. Let's begin with The South Platte. Chapter 1. Davy Longworth dropped the bale of furs when he heard the mule scream. The sound, so startling, shrill, and rippled with terror, sent a chill up his spine. He kicked the makeshift fur press aside and reached for his rifle, which was propped up on one of the panniers, and cocked it as he drew it toward him. He heard the loud thud of something heavy falling and striking the earth. It came from down slope, from the general locale of the place where he had built winter quarters for the mules under an outcropping of rock. His horse, a dun with four black stockings, which he had saddled earlier that morning, murmured a low whicker. The gelding's ears twitched and twisted like twin cones. "Rocky," Davy said in a soothing voice. The horse looked at his master with wide, fear-struck eyes, then whickered again, and pawed at the partially frozen earth with its right front hoof. Craggy peaks towered above Davy's camp, their high reaches still mantled in deep snow. They looked like ancient fortifications ringing him in, keeping strangers out, throwing a mighty shadow over hundreds of acres like a shawl. In some places up there, Davy knew, summer never came. And there had not been a spring for centuries. Only constant cold, ice, and buried secrets. The first thing Davy thought was that a cougar had attacked one of the mules, but he had not heard a mountain lion's cough or any growling. Nor did he hear any other sound as stillness lay like a pall of white smoke on the air. Strange,